Visual artists have been fighting back against artificial intelligence companies that they say steal their works to train AI models. They've launched class action lawsuits, spoken out at government hearings, and now, as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, they're using tools that contaminate and confuse the AI systems themselves.
Nightshade won't help artists combat existing AI models that have already been trained on their creative works. But Ben Zhao, who leads the University of Chicago team that built the soon-to-be-launched tool, says it promises to break future AI models.
You can think of Nightshade as adding a small poison pill inside an artwork in such a way that it's literally trying to confuse the training model on what is actually in the image.
AI models like DALL-E and Stable Diffusion usually identify images through the words used to describe them in the metadata. For instance, a picture of a dog pairs with the word dog. Zhao says Nightshade confuses this pairing by creating a mismatch between image and text.
So it will take an image of a dog, alter it in subtle ways so that it still looks like a dog to you and I, except to the AI, it now looks like a cat.
Zhao says he hopes Nightshade could pollute future AI models to such a degree that AI companies will be forced to stop using artists' works to create new models.
I would like to bring about a world where AI has limits, guardrails, AI has ethical boundaries that are enforced by tools.
Nightshade isn't the only nascent weapon in an artist's AI-disrupting arsenal. Zhao's team also recently launched Glaze. The tool subtly changes the pixels in an artwork to make it hard for an AI model to mimic a specific artist's style. And then there's spawning AI's Kuduru. It tracks scrapers' IP addresses and blocks them or sends back unwanted content. Artist Kelly McKernan says they cannot wait to get their hands on these tools.
I'm just like, let's go. Let's poison the data sets. Let's do this.
The Nashville-based painter and illustrator has been waging a war on AI since last year, when they discovered their name was being used as an AI prompt, and then that more than 50 of their paintings had been scraped for AI models. Early in 2023, McKernan joined a class action lawsuit alleging Stability AI and other such companies used billions of online images to train their systems without compensation or consent. The case is ongoing.
I am right in the middle of it, along with so many artists.
In the meantime, McKernan says the new digital tools help them feel like they're doing something aggressive and immediate to safeguard their work in a world of slow-moving lawsuits and legislation.
For now, this is kind of like, all right, my house keeps getting broken into, so I'm going to protect myself with like some mace and like an axe or something.
These type of defenses seem to be effective against many things right now.
Gautam Kamath researches data privacy and AI model robustness at Canada's University of Waterloo.
But there's no kind of guarantee that they'll still be effective a year from now, heck, even a week from now, we don't know for sure.
Social media platforms have lit up lately with heated debates questioning how effective these tools really are. The biggest AI industry players, Google, Meta, OpenAI and Stability AI, did not respond to NPR's requests for comment. But Jacine Janait of the AI developer platform Hugging Face says that even if these tools work really well, that wouldn't be such a bad thing.
We see them as very much a positive development.
Janait says data should be broadly available for research and development, but AI companies should also respect artists' wishes to opt out of having their work scraped.
So any tool that is going to allow artists to express their consent very much fits with our approach of trying to get as many perspectives into what makes a training dataset.
Janait says several artists whose works were used to train AI models shared on the Hugging Face platform have spoken out against the practice and in some cases asked that the models be removed. The developers don't have to comply.
But we found that developers tend to respect their artists' wishes and remove those models.
Still, many artists don't trust AI companies' opt-out programs. They don't all offer them, and those that do often don't make the process easy. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.